It's Air Talk on LAS 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by candidate for Los Angeles County District Attorney Dan Kapelowitz. He's a criminal defense attorney. He's previously run in the gubernatorial recall race and also was candidate for state attorney general. Dan Kapelowitz, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Huge fan, longtime listener, first time guest.
First time guest. All right. So let's start with what is your relevant experience that you're attempting to bring to the DA's office?
Okay. Well, I'm the only candidate who is a criminal defense attorney. I've been doing criminal defense for over 10 years. I'm the only candidate who's in the county courtrooms every single day, all over the county. I see what's really happening. I see what's going on, that Gascon's directives are not being implemented because his line deputies do not listen to him, do whatever they want. I'm the only candidate basically that's had a kind of a full life. I didn't go directly to law school and then a prosecutorial's office, DA's office. I know people of all kinds. I've had a wide experience. I know how to talk to the people. I deal with people charged with crimes all the time. I kind of know how they think and how to prevent crime.
Can you describe your clientele for which you do criminal defense work, the types of cases you take?
Pretty much anything. I am on the bar panel where I get appointed by the courts to represent people, indigent defendants who have a conflict with the public defender offices. I'm also the only candidate who gets appointed by the courts to represent victims and witnesses to protect their constitutional rights.
So that's most of your practice is the court referrals for that work?
About 80%, 80, 90%. Just depends.
Now, you said that there's not cooperation of the management within the DA's office to carry out the directives of the DA. In what areas are you specifically seeing that lack of follow through?
Well, for instance, enhancements, they're being alleged all the time. In fact, Gascon's policy now is to allege an aggravating factor in almost every charging document, which makes it so a defendant can face the high term. They just, a new law said that the presumptive punishment is the midterm. A lot of crimes have a triad. And now they're seeking the high term, even when they say they're just not even seeking jail time, but they want to have this, 3 years in prison or whatever, 5 years in prison hanging over someone's head. It either coerces innocent people to plead guilty, or they just want to have it over their head if they're on probation, or they want them to get the high term. And it's so easy to allege this because it could be anything such as a vulnerable victim, which is pretty much every case, or that there's some planning involved, which is pretty much every case. So they allege it in every case.
So let me just clarify, make sure I understand you. So you're saying the DA's office overcharges in most of these criminal cases, leverage against the defendant, even if they're not seeking sentences that would be commensurate with the enhancements. Is that right?
Correct. And maybe Gascon saying, well, seeking the aggravating factor, alleging that's not an enhancement, but it does the same thing. And he does allege enhancements. He's gone back on his policies, mainly for political reasons. There are some things he doesn't do, like gang enhancements, which is very good because those have been implemented in a very racist manner. 99% of people with gang enhancements are people of color. So that's one thing he has done and his deputies have listened to.
All right. Well, and I mean, is that demographics, though, that you don't have as many white youths who are in criminal gangs?
Well, it depends how you define a criminal gang. If it's a bunch of white people who commit a crime, they're a social club or they're deputy criminal gangs, which are multiracial, I guess. So, yeah, it just depends how you define a criminal gang. And also, a lot of times they say that crimes are done for the benefit of the gang. For instance, if someone who's allegedly a gang member commits a burglary, they're saying, oh, he's trying to fund the Mexican mafia, when probably he's trying to get money for themselves. So it's not a gang related incident. Or if there is white, they would just say, oh, okay, he's just committing a burglary.
We're talking with Dan Kapelowitz, criminal defense attorney and candidate for Los Angeles County District Attorney. Let's talk about the prosecution of law enforcement officers, police officers and deputies. Under the Gascon administration, there's been a significant increase in the number of charges that have been filed against officers for misconduct or for use of force, alleging it's illegal force. If you were elected district attorney, what would your policy be about prosecutions?
Well, if an officer broke the law, we'd prosecute them. You know, there's good cops, bad cops, good defense attorneys, bad defense attorneys, judges, prosecutors. I believe most people are good. But if someone commits a crime, I'm not going to not prosecute them because they're an officer. And I'm not going to prosecute someone because they're an officer just for political reasons.
It appears historically it is very difficult to get a conviction of a law enforcement officer. Would the difficulty in securing a conviction factor into your decision on prosecuting those cases?
If it's difficult because there's not enough evidence, yes, I wouldn't file it. But if it's difficult because you don't think you can get 12 jurors to agree, I don't think that's a reason not to file charges.
Let's talk about some of the other policies of Gascon's administration, not pursuing the death penalty in cases. And he said last week on the program, one of the reasons for this is that when we had the most recent vote on the death penalty, that in Los Angeles County, voters actually showed they were against the death penalty, unlike the state in total. What would you do if you were DA when it comes to potential death penalty prosecutions?
Well, I'm definitely against the death penalty. I would never seek it for many reasons. Just the fact that innocent people have been put to death or been on death row and exonerated is reason enough. It's a waste of money, money that could be used to prevent crime. It's done in a racially biased way. The Supreme Court says it's okay. If you're more likely to get the death penalty for killing a white person than for killing a black person, that alone makes it, in my mind, unconstitutional under the Equal Protection Clause. Yes, in LA County, and I think it's 2016, the majority voted against the death penalty. I'm running in LA County. I'm representing the people of the state, yes, but the people of LA County. A huge percentage support Newsom's moratorium. And so it is the will of the people not to seek the death penalty.
We're talking with Dan Kapelowitz, criminal defense attorney and candidate for Los Angeles County DA. So you opened by saying that the district attorney has not been able to get his staff on board in carrying out the reforms that he committed to after he was elected and during his campaign. What would you do if you were elected as an outsider without the experience of being within this department to get that cooperation that you say is lacking?
Well, first of all, on day one, even before day one, I would hire the best and brightest attorneys to fill the more than 200 vacancies that are in the office, about 25%. I have no idea why Gascon has not done that. People that would probably listen to him, listen to his directives. They'd be loyal to him for hiring them. And I don't know why he hasn't done that. Also, I probably know more deputy district attorneys than Gascon does. I deal with them every single day in court. We often disagree on what outcomes should result in the cases, but I get along with them very well. And I'm not against putting veteran people in the DAs in the office in high positions. They have a wealth of knowledge about the office, and I'll listen to anybody, and anyone who has a good idea, I don't care where it comes from. I'll accept it.
We've heard from a number of those seeking this office who have decried the drug courts losing their prominence in the criminal justice system because of not having the ability to coerce someone into treatment. What's your view of that philosophy versus the care courts that have been established by the state of California and the general policy for drug prosecutions that this DA has undertaken?
Well, first of all, if you coerce somebody into a drug problem, anyone who will tell you that's probably not the best way to become sober and free of drugs. You sort of have to do it on your own. But they do have misdemeanor convictions for simple possession. And there is jail time hanging over people's heads. I wouldn't charge even misdemeanor possession because basically you're punishing someone for being addicted to drugs. You're punishing someone for a health issue, and my opponents say, well, that's not illegal, but possessing a little bit of drugs is. Well, yeah, if you're addicted to drugs, you're going to possess a little bit of drugs. So you're punishing, you're criminalizing someone with a health problem. I agree we should increase the beds. It's hard to even get a client into a bed in a drug program. We need to put more money in that. FDA lobby for funding for that. I would not waste time such on the death penalty. Things like that could go to actually mental health treatment, drug treatment, helping veterans. And so you can actually prevent crime if you're smart about it.
Dan, I thought that the DA's office was not prosecuting simple possession cases that have to be cases of significant enough quantities that it was for sale. But you're saying that they do prosecute some possession cases for personal use?
Actually, I mainly do felonies. I haven't gotten those maybe since Gascon has taken office. But if you have a little bit more than a little bit, they say it's possession for sale, even if it really is for personal use often. People do sell a little bit to fund their habit. And so they're facing felonies. And
how would does fentanyl and the death toll of fentanyl affect your view at all of prosecuting drug crimes?
Well, yes. I mean, fentanyl is, people are dying from it all the time. A lot of it's because they're taking a drug and they don't even know it's laced with fentanyl. So I know it's controversial, but maybe we should be decriminalizing drugs so we can actually, you know, people know what they're buying or doing.
We're talking with Dan Kapelowitz, who's criminal defense attorney. He's seeking the L.A. County DA's job. One of the issues that's been debated during this campaign is the prosecution of juveniles, where the DA has said that in almost every case, he is not comfortable with someone 16, 17 years old being in adult court facing charges there because of the brain development that has not occurred at that age. Many of the candidates for this office have said that there are particularly heinous cases where it would be a public safety risk for the person to be released just a few years after being in juvenile custody so that they need to be considered for prosecution in adult courts. What's your view?
I agree that we shouldn't be trying children as adults. Gascon's actually backpedaled on this issue, probably because of the elections coming up. And I've heard from people who are in those courts, he's actually worse than Jackie Lacey in terms of trying to try some people as adults, especially high-profile crimes. I wouldn't do anything based on whether it's high-profile or based on politics. People want to vote for me, then they can, and I'll do what they voted for. The brain does not fully develop until the mid-20s, because people, I'm getting questions, what if they're 17 years and 364 days and they commit a heinous crime? Well, to tell you the truth, even if they're 21 years old, their brain hasn't developed. Are we going to throw someone's life away when they're 16 or 17? You know, I was pretty wild when I was 16 or 17. I'm completely different now. Am I going to spend life in prison without parole, which is available for juveniles, and just throw another life away?
Wouldn't an adult court, though, be able to have a sentence because of someone's age that would be less than life, but maybe more than a mandatory release at age 25 or whatever would come from juvenile custody?
They can, but if you went to trial and you were convicted of a special circumstance murder, you're going to get life without the possibility of parole. And you're also, then the judge decides the sentence. So, you know, judges may not take that into account.
We're talking with Dan Kapelowitz, who's criminal defense attorney and candidate for Los Angeles County District Attorney. Dan, I wanted to also ask you about property crimes and prosecutions there. We've got the $950 threshold in Proposition 47 under that threshold. It's a misdemeanor. What's your view? Do you think Prop 47 has achieved what it set out to do? And do you think it should stay as is?
Yes, I think it should stay as is. First of all, there have been increase in theft crimes. And I blame it on the fear mongers because they're telling everyone, oh, if you commit a theft, nothing's going to happen to you. Gascon won't charge you. That's not even true. I get these cases all the time and they're charged as felonies because it's very easy to meet $950. You steal one Louis Vuitton bag and there you go. And so they're actually causing the crime. Imagine if we told everyone, oh, if you commit a bank robbery, you won't even get arrested. You get cited out and Gascon won't even charge you. Bank robberies are going to go up. So that's what's happening. It's like copycat crimes based on the media and the fear mongers. And violent crime is down. Now, we can't give Gascon the credit either way, but we are actually safer, you know, statistically than we were 3 years ago. And everyone's saying we're more in fear. Now, people feel they're in fear because of the fear mongers. And so it's just a perception. We got to deal with reality.
Dan, we're just about out of time, but just want to give you a chance for like 20 seconds or so closing remarks to the listeners as to why you think they should vote for you.
Well, I am the most progressive candidate, more progressive than the Gascon. I'm going to implement these good directives, even better ones. I'm going to treat people equally. I'm going to do what I say. I'm going to really, I can make things happen. I get along with people. I work with people all the time. I don't care who they are. And vote your conscience.
Dan, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dan Kapelowitz, a criminal defense attorney running for L.A. County District Attorney for AirTalk here on LAist 89.3. Have a great day.